and no one would follow them into battle. The Blue Peter might fly at the truck, but who would climb into a seagoing ship? Think, if these philosophers were right, with what a preparation of spirit we should affront the daily peril of the dinner table, a deadlier spot than any battlefield in history, where the far greater proportion of our ancestors have miserably left their bones. What woman would ever be lured into marriage, so much more dangerous than the wildest sea? And what would it be to grow old? For, after a certain distance, every step we take in life, we find the ice growing thinner below our feet. And all around us and behind us, we see our contemporaries going through. By the time a man gets well into the 70s, his continued existence is a mere miracle. And when he lays his old bones in bed for the night, there is an overwhelming probability that he will never see the day. Do the old men mind it? As a matter of fact, why, no. They were never merrier. They have their grog at night and tell the raciest stories. They hear of the death of people about their own age or even younger, not as if it was a grisly warning.